Now we come to the negative qualification here in verse 3, not given to wine. And I'm sure that's understood. Surely should not be a drunkard and not violent. That is, no striker. Or, let me give you my word, not pugnacious. And then the next is not greedy of filthy lucre. And that means that he shouldn't have a love of money. The love of money, we're told, is the root of all evil. And he should not have that love of money. And that's led many an officer into trouble. The way they handle their own money, the way they handle their business that they run or where they work, and the way they handle the church money. And I want to tell you, some need to be looked into. And this is nothing idle that Paul is putting here. And he should be patient, and patient means reasonable. I think that's a better word for it. He should be a reasonable man. There's some people not reasonable. You can't talk with them. You can't reason with them. Others you can. And not a brawler. Now that means he's not contentious. Now some men are constantly stirring up trouble in the church. They ought never to be made an officer and not covetous. Now, again, you say this is money lover, but this is a form of idolatry. It's not only the love of money, but it's actually the worship of it, putting it ahead of everything. And now we go on, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity, in his own home, an elder should be the authority without being a dictator. And he wouldn't know how to rule the house of God if he can't rule his own. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Now that's 1 Timothy 3:5. Now, not a novice. And this is very important. This is something that we need to emphasize. Not a novice here means actually not a recent convert. One that is just not a new convert. Sometimes a man's converted one week, and the next week they make him an officer or have him up giving a testimony, and I don't think he's ready for it. One of my criticisms out here, and I'll get letters on this, but I don't mind that because I declare what I believe to be the truth. I had the privilege of teaching the Hollywood Christian Group for several years, over a several-year period, and I came to know many of these folk. And if there's one criticism that I have, since they are prominent, they naturally push to the front. And some of them think they've become theologians. And I think that the cause of Christ has been hurt by the Hollywood crowd who've attempted to become authorities in things that are Christian. I think it's fine if they want to give a testimony. But when they begin to tell you, some of the old saints who've been Christians for years, about this doctrine and that doctrine and another, I say they've hurt the cause of Christ. As I say, I'll get letters on that, but that's all right. We want letters, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Now, that was the devil's great sin, was pride. That's the great sin of officers in the church, and it can be of preachers also, and it can be in any field, for that matter, but especially in the church. It's very reprehensible when it is there. Now, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are on the outside, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. In other words, if a man has a bad reputation outside, for instance, he doesn't pay his bills, or you can't trust him, or he's a liar, that man immediately is a candidate, not for an officer in the church, but a candidate of the devil. And he'll better represent the devil than he will the cause of Christ.